I know. Oh my god, okay. I know it's been a month since I posted something. Wait, hold on. Is this thing on? Hello, okay. All right, give me the mic.
I just flipped the switch.
I know it's been a whole month since I posted something, more than a month, and I just want to get on here. I feel like I'm doing a disservice. I apologize. I know there's a lot of students that follow me that need some sort of motivation, that need some sort of guidance, and I've just been busy myself, and I know you guys know how that feels, but I have a platform. I have a duty to do, and that is why I wanted to get on here and share some bit of advice, provide you guys with some motivation, because I realize it is time, and I know you guys are starting to realize it too. But here's the thing. I'm going to go ahead and just start doing it a couple times out of the week, tip of the week, advice of the week, tip of the day, whatever it may be, even if it's 2 minutes, 3 minutes, even if one person watches it, as long as I know if even it helps one person, I just want to go ahead and consistently upload and provide some sort of mentorship, provide some sort of guidance for you guys and give you guys some sort of motivation. Now, here's the thing. It is that time of the semester, and I realize it. You guys realize it. I'm realizing it. We've been trying to grind out, but honestly, we've slacked off. I've slacked off. I have like 2 internships. I've slacked off with all my classes, but now I've realized it is the time, and you guys realize it now too. Some of you guys are probably panicking, but I'm here to tell you guys, to let you guys know, now is the time to go ahead and flip that switch. We've kept this motto throughout the past years, is flip the switch. Now I want you guys to go ahead and do it. No matter if you think it's too late, it is never too late to go ahead and start grinding it out before your finals come around. Finals, I know, are literally just weeks away. Time and the semester flew by like this, but now is the time to go ahead and flip the switch, get organized, get focused, and start doing the damn thing. Okay, here's the thing. I'm going to go ahead and provide a couple of advice, the things that I start doing around this time of the semester, a couple of things that have helped me along the way. And just by even me talking about this and you guys even listening about this and realizing that now is the time, you guys should start to get motivated. And if you're not already motivated, here is a chance to go ahead and do so. Okay, a couple of tips and a couple of tricks. Now, start looking over all your notes from the past semester started, right? I want you guys to start compiling it. That's what I'm going to start doing. I'm going to go ahead and start reviewing, trying to figure out what's going to be on the final, whatever it is that I have to do. For those that have to write essays, get the dates down on when something is due. Start blocking it and scheduling periods of, you're going to write this much, you're going to write this page, you're going to write this subject on this day, you're going to supposed to finish this day. Start writing goals for yourself. But at the end of the day, here's what I want you guys to do. At the end of the week or on the weekend, pick a class or two classes, right? Start outlining and start reviewing everything you guys done from the beginning of the semester. That is something that I'm going to go ahead and start doing. Questions will come up along the way. Just start compiling your notes, figure out what it is that's going to be on the final, and start going to office hours. I cannot stress this enough. Start going to office hours, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead and ask your professors questions. You are paying them to help you. You are paying them for them to be there. Your tuition money is paying for them to help you out. So take advantage of that. Let me go ahead and give you guys an example of something that I did when I was in my first year of law school, which is the hardest year ever, right? Okay. So a big part of even succeeding in a class is practice. Okay, so first we talked about get organized, pick a weekend and start compiling all your notes, put it together. The second part I want to highlight is practice. Practice is so, so, so crucial no matter what subject area you are studying in. Practice. That is a step that a lot of people do not take, and that is a step that I feel like I took that helped me become successful throughout the years in my academic journey, is practice, ladies and gentlemen. I can't stress it enough, and I'm not talking about Allen Iverson. I'm not talking about practice. We talking about practice. I'm legit. Mean it. Take hypotheticals. Start doing hypothetical problems. I did that in law school. Start taking hypothetical problems. Do an outline answer. Do a quick outline answer. If you guys are studying math or whatever it may be, start doing a couple of hypotheticals. Start doing a couple of formulas. Make sure you're understanding the concepts, because if you're just going over your notes, a lot of the times, you guys aren't probably comprehending it fully through, not the way that's going to be on the final. So start doing hypotheticals, start doing practice, start doing shorter questions. Ask your professors for help on those. Ask them where can you go to get a question bank. Find online user resources to figure out where you can find practice and do it. I can't stress that enough. Now, the next step you're going to go ahead and take, go to your office hours and ask your professor, hey, I did this problem. I did this practice. Can you just walk through this with me? Make sure I did it correctly. And let me know what you thought on my answer, on my outline of an answer. Story time. I did that in law school. I asked my professor, hey, is it okay if I come to your office hours and I just present you with a hypothetical that I worked on and give you my answer? And if you can just read through it and tell me the thought process, tell me if things that I'm doing wrong or how should I think about it this way, how would you personally like it to be written on the final? I literally straight up asked him, how would you like it on the final? How do you like certain things? Do you want it presented like this? Do you want the issue up here? Do you want the conclusion? Whatever it may be, the subject to organize. At the end of the day, your professor is the one grading it, so ask them. Here's what happened. I did a lot of hypothetical problems for this professor. I presented to him. He gave me great feedback. Feedback is crucial. He told me you should improve on this. You should work on this. But the main thing is that at the end of the day, I ended up doing well in his class. And towards the end of the semester, after school was done, he emailed me. He said, "Hey, YG, do you know that you're the only person that came into my office hours and gave me these practice problems and told me to look over this and gave me these hypotheticals and said, hey, how would you go about this?" And that literally meant, I was like, whoa. I'm thinking this whole time that so many other students are doing it. So many other students are coming to office hours and presenting problems and presenting hypotheticals and asking them for help. But a lot of people are not. A lot of students are not. And that literally shocked me when he said, "You're the only person that did that." I was like, wait, what? It literally shocked me. But that just goes to show that, yo, ask them for help. Take that extra step. Take that extra time and do the practice and say, "Hey, can you please provide me feedback?" Because at the end of the day, your tuition money is going towards their salary. So make use of it. I kid you not, make use of it. So those are the things that I want to highlight. I talk a lot. I talk fast. Hope you guys are keeping up. Hopefully it was somewhat helpful in the sense of things that now I need you guys to start doing at this time of the semester. One is realize that one is not too late, and it's now that time of the semester to flip the switch. I'm gearing up for finals. It's time to get organized. Take advantage of all those in-between hours between your Zoom classes, all those hours that go wasted. Start utilizing them to your fullest. Wake up earlier. Start getting organized. Scheduling down, yo, I'm going to work on this. Set goals. I'm going to work on this at this time. I'm going to finish this at this time. In between these two classes, I'm going to go ahead and review these notes. If something comes up, I'm going to make sure that I have my office hours scheduled in. And when they have my professors has office hours, I'm going to go ahead and put that on my calendar, and I'll get a reminder each time. Get organized, start utilizing those hours, realize that now is the time to flip the switch and do all those things that I mentioned. Secondly, is to go ahead and compile all your notes, go ahead and review and practice. I cannot emphasize enough the importance of practice. I've already said it, practice. Number three, take those problems and practice that you did. Go to your office hours, go to your professor and ask them for help. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the keys to success at this moment. I'm going to go ahead and provide other things that come throughout the day, come throughout my mind, throughout the week. If you guys enjoy these, let me know. But this, I want you guys to take away. Now is the time to what? Flip the damn switch. I'm sorry. Flip the dang switch. Okay? It's it. Now, hope you guys enjoyed this little TED Talk. I hope you guys, someone watched it, got a little bit of motivation at this, because that is my job. I don't care about how many views I get. I don't make money from this. This is just something that I'm doing for fun. I have a duty to help out community that I need to help with growing up. I need to hear this from people while I was growing up. So hopefully I can be that person for you. And I'm going to try and do this. I'm going to try and stay consistent. Don't worry. I'm going to have mini vlogs. I'm going to have mini videos as I usually do, and mini movies that I always do for you guys. I'm going to incorporate that. I have a couple of already that I need to edit. I just don't have the time to do it, but I'm going to go ahead and do it. This is more important. Flip the switch. Now is the time of the semester to get serious. I wish you guys all the best, all the best. Stay tuned for next time I provide another advice. If you guys like this, again, let me know. Love you guys so much. And as always, stay blessed, stay beautiful, and flip the switch. Peace. I don't wanna die for them to... Okay, yeah. That was good. That was good. I like that. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it too, because it's important. It's me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that I...